Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Well, hi, guys. Welcome to the show tonight. This is Pararamble Radio Hour with Doug, and we're waiting on some people to call in. You can catch us live every week, Tuesdays at 9. We're getting the advertising up for that, and we should have some people getting ready to call in. So let's see. You can catch me on Readings by Doug on Facebook, and usually we've got a few people waiting by now. I don't think I got everything up in time this week. So, let's see. Where are we going? I'm getting some messages out. See if anybody wants in. Let's see. My next show for local, if anyone wants to come out in Ohio, it's going to be in April so far down at the Victory Light Show, former Victory Light Show. So that's, I think, the 20th, 21st, somewhere you can find it on the BMSC website. Anyway, we had some good callers last week, so I hope we get somebody on tonight, or you're going to hear a fun little hour of me talking here. Let's see, what did we talk about last week? We had started talking with guides, talking about different locations. We were out at Post Town last week, and that's a really fun place. We'll give them another plug. I do those. That's posttownschool.com. That's a neat place to check out if you're getting new into the haunting thing. And this is a fun arena to really look at, especially if you're just starting to get your senses coming up and things are really just starting to develop and you're starting to notice what's out there. So you want to look for those places. First off, you want to set your protection up. We'll just start talking about how you go through this, I guess. Get some people coming in. So first off, the easiest thing you can do, get on your phone, Google something, look for haunted locations around you. You don't have to go find a business that's open or some place that is generally open to the public. You might have local sites where you can just go out for a drive and go check something out and just test your intuition, see what you find when you're out there. You want to go try and pick a time during the day when it's not terribly busy, like if you're looking for the country places. Just go out and drive around in the morning or the early evening and see what you get. See if something jumps out at you. And when I say that, energetically that can be, you might see it or you might just get a feeling for it. And that's where I would tell you to first get started. Now, you may have stories that you remember of places. You might have people in your family that know somewhere. It'd be a neat way to explore that together. Heck, maybe your siblings are interested in it as well. So that's a neat way to go. We had some here in Ohio that were some neat ones. There's a bridge out there in Montgomery County on the west side. They used to call it Crybaby Bridge. Had all kinds of stories about it. And I went out there and had some really weird stuff happen to me several times. And that is totally worth the drive. If that's something you're interested in checking out, you can really, a big thing to check out is your feelings that you get when you go by places. So, next thing you can get is drive through your town. See if there's any old buildings. Don't go breaking into anything. Just drive by. Sometimes you'll see apparitions in the windows. You'll see things moving. You could see the curtains move a little bit. You may see shadow things. When you're first starting to see a lot of things, you'll start to notice like little fuzzy things. And no, that doesn't mean you're losing your eyesight. That means you're starting to learn to do the soft focus. That's one of the very first things you need to get. to be able to see things when you're actually out somewhere is be able to train your eyes to realize there's a different kind of focus that you need to use. So let's see if anyone's messaged in with any questions. I'm checking the message on that, and you can message me there if you're listening. You've got any questions you want to have looked at tonight. Message me on Readings by Doug on Facebook. I don't think the chat room is working on the blog talk yet. I'm not sure how to do that, so I don't think they have that turned on. But let's check in here and see if anyone's got any questions they want answered. Oh, let's get in here. Normally we don't have this much dead space. I apologize for all that. We've got. Now, so let's see, maybe you've got something going on. We're waiting for some people to come in. So maybe you've got something going on in your house or your work. Maybe you've got strange feelings there. Again, the feelings are really important. If you go somewhere where you're normally very comfortable and suddenly something changes and you're feeling like you're really apprehensive when you go there, you're really nervous when you wouldn't normally have that going on, that can be spirit reaching out trying to get your attention. That can also be, it can just be your own feelings, but typically that's something in your warning system telling you, hey, you need to pay attention here. Be careful when you go in places. Next thing you really want to do is start to record your impressions. You want to get yourself a voice recorder, or maybe a, if you're old school and you like to write, get yourself a pen and paper or pencil. Have more than one, because things are going to dry up on you faster than you ever thought possible when you go out into something like that. Let me see. Well, I think we might have some people. Let's see where we're going here. Okay, so also do it consistently. Let's say you're going out and you find somewhere local and you find something that you think looks interesting. First off, if you find a property, find out who the owner is. Don't just go rambling around on someone's property. You can Google that. You can look up the property records. Try not to find yourself too many of the details when you're first starting out. Just know who the current owner is and get permission. So let's assume for the sake of our conversation here that you've just gotten permission. They're giving you permission to go in. Make sure you don't damage anything. Be as very respectful of the property as you can. And before you go into it, if you can, get yourself a nice quiet space. If you don't know how to meditate, you really want to work on that a little bit before you go. And that can be just as easy as sitting down comfortably and getting quiet within you. And then you want to try and connect with the spirit of the place. And this is going to sound a little goofy when you're first getting started if you don't understand what I'm saying, but you will as you practice it a little bit. You want to find out not only just the feeling of the place, and definitely notice how you feel when you're there, because before you really go in and explore, let's say it's a building or an old barn or outbuilding or whatever, but let's assume it's a larger place. When you go there, do your meditation, sit down, feel into it, and see what you can find as far as what your general impression is. Do you have a certain feeling? Do you see any colors? Do you hear anything? And you may not hear it out loud, and a lot of times you won't hear it out loud. You'll just hear it in your head. But notice what you get. Let's say you get a name. So let's say Fred. So you get the name Fred. And you know, from the looks of the place, this wasn't just a brand new build. I mean, you'll find those that are haunted, but most of the time, you're going to want to look for something that's been around for a while. you know, 40, 50 years and older, about guaranteed someone's passed away in it or something has happened in it. And there's usually an imprint there. Imprints are very easy to find, and they're very common in older properties. And for those of you that are developing your senses, this is going to be a good way to start and to start to validate what you get, and to, just to get it through practice, just like riding a spiritual bicycle. You got to do it more than once. There may be some savant that gets on it first time, and good for them. But for most people out there, you're going to need to practice more than one time. And if not, like I said, good for you. But go in. Let's see, you find that name, Fred. So now you've got Fred. You've got him on the line. What are you going to do with him? First off, you wouldn't just go into somebody's house and just open up the door and go right in and start rambling through their stuff. Do that because, one, it's illegal, but two, it's just plain rude. It's not going to give you good impressions for what you're going to get there, and they're not going to want you to come back. So the first thing you want to do is connect to them and ask them, say, hey, I'm here. I'd like to look around. I'm looking for evidence. I'm looking for just to experience what's here. I'd like to know if this is real, if there's anything here. And if you don't get anything from that, go with a different approach and say, hey, I'd like to see if I can help you with anything. Do you need anything? Why are you still here? I'm trying to see if there is anybody here, but what's going on here? And go from there. See if you can go ahead and really try and make things more comfortable. Get a little bit of a rapport. Get kind of a, you want to start to develop a relationship. And the sooner you can do that, you're going to start to get some kind of impression. You're going to get a pretty clear, typically you're going to get a pretty clear yes or a no answer for what you're going to get off of these things. You're going to get either yes, come in, or a no, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to work with you, don't even know where to go with that. So you're going to go, but let's say you get the yes. That's when you're going to want to start moving forward with it. Bring your sensitivity, your all of that to the table. Oh, here we go. So we've got a couple of people in here, so we'll come back to that. Let me see who we're talking to here. Well, someone's got their hand up. Let's see here. Okay. Let me get on the button here. All right. Okay. Hi there. Is this 510?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello. Thank you for calling in tonight. You're our first caller. I'm going to have to get my ads for the show up much earlier, I see. I didn't get them out till a couple hours before, so that gave us plenty of time to get you in. Oh, my goodness, there's all kinds of people coming in now. So, thank you for calling. You're the first caller. I hope I didn't bore you to tears waiting for you to come on. What can I talk about for you tonight? What's up? What's going on in your world? What can I help you with?
I just want to see what's going on the ancestral side. There seems to be some family, well, at least in the living realm, family feud dissolve ultimately.
Oh my.
And I want to see what they're saying on the other side, if they're friend or foe or what.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be happy to take a look and see what I get for you. Hold on just a second. Never had anyone ask for anything like that before. Okay. That's half the fun of doing this show, because you never know what the heck questions people are going to call in with. Now, let's see. So, first thing I'm getting for you is, and it's not so much about the family situation, this is more for you personally, they want to commend you with what you're getting started on. They say you're starting a new project. I don't know. It looks like it's something you're doing. I don't think it's necessarily work-related, but it's something fulfilling for you, and there's an older woman here that's very excited for you to do this. And if you're not doing it yet, the idea is going to be coming very soon for it, and she wants to really encourage you to do it. Now, let's see what else she's talking about, too. I would imagine this is most likely a grandmother, because she looks much older than you. So I would imagine she was a grandma. She's not given a name, but she's telling me to tell you to go forward with it. Strong creativity here with you. No, and I don't think this is all really fleshed out for you yet. I think this is something she's giving you for what's coming up in the near future, because I don't see you doing it yet. But I think the idea is coming soon, and I want to tell you, go for it. Now, let's really, very, very strong encouraging to push you on that. Okay, let's see where else we're going with that. So what's going on with family thing? Hold on, let's see. That's weird. There's so much confusion around it. It's hard to get a clean line on it. Okay, so this is going to sound really generic, and I apologize for that, but I'm hearing this is the kind of thing that runs very common here, and most of the time they are in breakdown. So I know how that's going to sound, and I apologize to sound so curt about it. That's just where she's going with it. Let's see what else she's got. Sometimes they're really flowering. Sometimes they're not. Now, let's see. Where's she going? You got anything else for me, or are you just going to stand there and look at me? Not you on the phone, sorry.
Just a second.
Great. Now I'm getting weird noises here. That's fun. Okay. Wow. Okay, so I'm also supposed to tell you, who did we lose? Well, now what happened? Looks like we lost somebody. Forgive me. Now, let's see. Well, all right, who's coming up behind you? Well, where does he want you to go? Let's see. Oh, goodness. Well, okay. So, I'm not sure where to go with this one here. Where do we put him? Now, Okay, well, I'm not sure where to tell you with this one. There's a man here also. He's got a message for you. And he's, I think he's been with you quite some time in spirit here. Goodness sakes. Yeah, he's been on for quite a while. Now, where are we going to put him? He's just been he's watching quite a bit. Now, what happened here? Well, now somebody else has popped in. Let's see. Okay, well, I apologize for, he's just kind of standing there. He's not really saying anything, so I'm going to guess he's part of your guide team. And he just kind of stands there. He sits there almost like he's got his arms crossed. He just kind of stands in the corner. He watches quite a bit. He tries to be more or less, I don't know if he came, I think he's, I'm not going to say came with your house. I think he's part of your team. Real tall fellow, and he usually stands in the corner of the room, well-dressed, older style, though. It's not really a real dressy suit, but it's kind of one of those everyday, just that's how the guys used to dress back then. So that fellow's in the suit. Now, you see him now and then, so I want you to be aware. Don't freak out when you see him. He's around, but I think he's there just to support you and encourage you to move forward. There's quite a bit there for you, and this is, again, for a fellow that got cut off there. There's quite a bit of intuition with you, and he's trying to encourage you to use it. He wants to make sure that you know that, yes, you are correct most of the time. He wants you to be aware of that and to continue to move forward with it. And as far as the family thing, the drama piece with it, that is so convoluted. There is so much, and it's not convoluted from the way you were describing it, but there is so much, just so much infighting, and I'm not sure how to tell you that it's going to level out, because the people like to fight better than they do to have it run smooth, and there are groups of people like that. But I'm going to tell you that you can get so caught up in that, and I don't think that it's ever going to be anything that's pay you to keep putting your energy into, because this fellow, you know, the lady that was there, she was encouraging, but the fellow is more or less saying he wants you to go forward with you and don't be so concerned about what they're doing. Anything else there from him? No, I think that's about it. But I do want to encourage you again, when you start seeing him, he's going to be, looks like you've seen him about 2 times already, so you should really be over the kind of initial shock. Because, again, I was describing earlier the kind of feeling people get sometimes. And that, from what I've noticed over the years, has been pretty common with people with their sights starting to open up. He's going to start to be very solid to you as he comes along. And he's not going to try and be overpowering, but he does want you to know, not only, because you did ask about the ancestors, not only are they going to be very strong for you, and very noticeable energetically, because you often, well, that's interesting. Looks like you notice them sometimes in the mirror behind you in the bathroom. So they're not, you know, of course, know that they don't watch you in weird times like that. But that's a way to kind of get you out of the peripheral, but you'll catch it with your forward vision as well. So realize that's usually him that's showing up there. But I don't think he's an old family member. Like I said, I think he's part of your guide team. Now, he may have been from a family in a prior lifetime with you, because you can get your guides that way for sure. But there's a lot of connection to you, so that's why I think also he's one of your guides, because he's been there for a long time with you. And he may have been there since you were a little kid. Sometimes you'll get a lifetime guide, and those literally show up from when you show up here. And then sometimes you'll get situational guides, and those are ones that'll come in for a period in your life, let's suppose. And this is more information for everybody, so thank you very much for your question. But realize he's going to be around, and now this is more for everybody. So with everything going on out there, and as one of my dear old friends would used to say, you know, with everything coming in right now, and she was a real sweetheart, and we talked to her much anymore, really great psychic back in her day. And I won't call her out on here because I don't have permission to name her. But she would talk about that, and she would be very sensitive to all of the energies and all of the particular entities that would be around. And she had the sight so she could see them. And, of course, many of you listeners will feel them as well. And when you get to them, understand that the situational guides, they will come in to help you through specific things that are going on in your life, not just, so you're not just kind of floating alone. And you can always ask for one if you need one. Let's say you've lost touch with one, because sometimes the guide will, you'll progress past where they are. Or you don't listen very well, and they say, well, okay, that's it. Now, most of the time they don't do that. You have to be pretty stubborn and hard-headed to cause that. Most of you folks aren't going to have that problem. But if you do, and you're feeling like you're stuck, remember, you can ask for another one. God didn't just stick you here with one. If you piss that off, too bad. You can always get another one, because sometimes you'll get a guide in, and due to whatever's going on, and that's why I call them your situational guides as well, because whatever is going on in your life, you may not be able to get that straightened out. You may not be able to handle it on your own, and sometimes you've got to get a new one in to help you with it. It can also come for talents. Let's say you want to work on something, you want to develop your art talent, or your psychic talents for that much. Spirit will always work with you if you're going to ask for the help and start to work with it. Now, let's see, we've got a couple more people here. Let's see. Okay, who we got here? Who's been waiting here? Let me see now. Okay, here's 570. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I think I got you clicked. Okay, okay. What do you want to be called, or do you just want to just go with your area code? That's up to you. You can tell me your name, or you can go with area code. Either one's fine. And what's your question?
I was just wondering, I'm like at a standstill right now in my life, and I was wondering if you see anything from my family on the other side or anything.
Well, I'll be happy to look. Let me see. Okay, so first off, the frustration thing you keep running through is huge. I keep seeing when I look at your energy, it's like you're trying to start the hamster wheel and it isn't going anywhere. And what I'm going to tell you is when I look at timing for you, and forgive me, I'm not trying to minimize what you're doing. Spirit's just looking at like you've been at this for a while. You're to the point where you're calling it a standstill, but it's been stood still for a while. It's kind of like the old car at the car lot where the wheels aren't even on it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling you've had with it. So the way that you're saying it is a nice way to frame it, but that's how they're looking at it. You've got... Boy, there's quite a bit of information here. Yes, it's going to be changing, but what are you, and I know that sounds really generic, and aren't you glad you called? There's more to it. so what I'm looking at for you is the thing that's coming up is they want to know when you're moving. And you don't have to say that on the air. You don't have to really think about it now. But what I'm seeing is the area where you are, and I think this is not just geographical, but where you are, period, in life right now. You've kind of done everything you can do where you're at. And if you're biding time to get ready to go forward, that makes sense. But they're saying you want to try and do a move. And if you're going to do it, it looks very good for this late April, early May looks very good for you. Really, the last couple of weeks of April. So I would probably, most people aren't going to just pick up and move in 2 days and be done. So you probably want to start looking around February or March. If you're wanting to, if you really want to stick it out where you are, you've got a good, I want to say about 14, 15 months before things are going to be back to where it looks like things are running good again in that location. But the way I see it from where you're at, I would say you really want to try and move, either shift direction, because sometimes it's not necessarily a physical move. I can be wrong about that. Heck, I'm human. It happens. But what I'm seeing is you want to make a complete move direction of what you're doing. So if the other things, what you're doing now is not working, you can just make a start of shifting it in that moment to do something else for a little while, because right timing, let's say I'm totally wrong about the move thing. The timing shift looks like that's still coming around April. So if you've got to stay where you are, you don't have to say, well, Doug, that sounds nice. Tell me move, but I can't just up and do that. Move on and do something else. If that's the case, then what I want you to do there is to, just kind of, I hate to say keep your nose down, but you got about 3 months before it's really going to shift out. And if you can make it through that, I think you'll be fine for the rest of the time. But the initial advice really was try and find another location that's going to work better for you, because it looks like, when they made the analogy of the car with the wheels off, they did that because even if you put the wheels back on it, the engine isn't going anywhere. That car's done. Time to get something else. So, and it's not saying you got to check out and do something else completely different. But where you're at just looks like it's just dried up there. So I feel like that's why you've got that feeling going on with it. And like I said, at a minimum, make some kind of small change. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't say that part yet. If you can't do any of that and say, Doug, I don't want to move. I don't want to do any of that. Make a small change. Do something, even if it's very little, that just adds something new to where you are, that can help you either, A, I'll be happy to be wrong when you get things rolling again where you're at, or B, stay with it until the next thing shows up. Because if you're not getting any clear clue about where to go next, I've had many times even in my own life, and I'm sure other people have, where you need to do something different, but you don't know what to do next. If that's where you're going to be at right now, that information, I wish I could tell you I could hand you. I don't have it, or I would. That's going to be what shows up in April then. If you don't get out of there before that or have the clue where to go, your next big clue of what to do next, it looks like it's coming in then. So that's what I would say is at very minimum, even if you don't pick up and get out of there, you will have something shifting for you into April. But their original advice is really see where else you can go with it and see if you can get somewhere else going with it. So thank you so much for your call.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. My goodness. Well, that was a half the show already done already. Okay. I got a couple more people there. We'll get to you in just a few moments. It's mid thing, so we got to do our little things here. So let me click that.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Okay, there was our break. Once again, we do local stuff. I also do phone and video sessions, and they don't normally sound quite as rough as tonight's beginning was. Thank you guys for listening and sticking around. You can find me again on Readings by Doug on Facebook. You can reach out on a message there, and I can answer any questions you've got there. A lot of basic questions for about how these kind of things work are answered on there already. So go ahead and look through there, and if you've got any questions about specifically what I do or what I can do for you, why listen there. And again, this is Pararamble Radio, and we're going to be every Tuesday night at 9. And so hopefully those of you listening that don't get in this week, you can give us a call back next week, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Now we've got a couple people sitting here. Let's see who we got here. Okay, here's somebody coming up now. I'll give you a quick little intro. I don't have to do it with each one of you on the phone when I talk to you, just so you hear it now, because at least I know these people will hear it. I'll just say your area code. You can tell me what you want to be called, or we can just go by your area code, and you might get a little closer if you just tell me your first name. I don't need to know your last name or your birthday or how many kids you have or what your favorite color is. None of that's important. Because, again, Spirit knows you're calling before you do most of the time, and I know they know before I do because it's not like I'm calling you. There's nothing that we can't talk about on here, two little areas, because of where we're at. We can't look at health, and we can't look at legal matters. Not being a doctor or a lawyer, I can't give you advice on that. But other than that, what Spirit's got for you, what's coming up, what may be going on, what's holding you back, and those kind of things. So you can always give in a call and see what you can do. So, that being said, let's move on to the next person here. Okay, who we got? Okay, hi, is this 401? Are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm Karen.
Hi, Karen. Well, I'm Doug. Thanks for calling in. So what can I do for you tonight? What's up? What's happening in your world?
I feel like I'm the last person that just called. I'm pretty much at a crossroads myself. Not sure what direction to move into, both with my personal life, and my love life and work.
Okay, so first thing that comes up with you, first off, I want to say thank you for, you know, trusting enough to discuss this over the air. Now, of course, I'm not going to discuss anything terribly private that way. But why am I hearing the word finance? Are you working in finance?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, well, so here's the thing. There's two things that can happen with when that word shows up, because if you're not doing it, you might have an opportunity where you could enjoy that arena, or there's going to be some changes in the finances coming up this year. I'm going to ask them to flesh it out a little bit for you and see what more information is available about it. And then we'll look at the other parts of that too. And there's so many people that are going through that stuff. I mean, I know, of course, part of that's at the beginning of the year, and we're all taught, well, we should have everything ready to go because we made our our New Year's resolutions, and we should be on track and on top with that. And the thing I'm seeing first, because I was waiting for one of your guides to show up, you've got a very large frame gal here. She's shorter, curly hair right down to her shoulders. She went battled back and forth with glasses because she didn't like the way she looked in them. And still, even in spirit, she shows me her face with glasses and without them. Real good, jolly kind of spirit to her. Like, you know, they ascribe that to Santa Claus. We know this isn't Santa Claus, but the jolliness to her. She's bigger built gal. And I don't know if she was family or if she's just been over there so long she's caring about you like family with that. But she's in your team now at this point. So now if she's here, what's what she's got to talk about? Because if she makes that big of a point to show up like that, and she loved the big floral prints on the fabric on her dresses. She's wearing a dress that's just right below knee length, and she's got this beautiful floral print on it. And people now would tease like it was something, you know, that's something your grandma'd have on the wall. But she loved them, and she don't care. That's how she's showing up. And, you know, when you're in spirit, you can wear any darn thing you want. So if you're wearing that, you must really love it because they've got anything. I mean, they don't need it. So for them to show up with it, you know. But point being, I hope if that's a physical life person, you'll be able to get it by her details. Strong M with her name, too. I don't know if it's Mary Mar. No, it's more of a Mars sound, Mar. I don't know, but M-A-R is showing up real strong with her. If they can't get it. Oh, go ahead.
I said Maureen.
I'm sorry, honey. Did I? Oh, there you go. Okay, I'm glad you know who it is. But she, okay, good. I'm like, I don't know that she's used to talking to other people, but she's right there with you. Yeah, because I was getting more of the more. I was trying to do the mayor, but it didn't sound right. So the Maureen's probably right on. So as long as you know who she is, we're good to go. But let's see where she wants you to go with this. First off, she wants you to know she's there. That was her big deal. She's excited to make contact. I think she's tried. And now what I'm getting from her is that she's accidentally scared you before. And I think she was trying to actually talk, and I think she ended up making weird noises, and she's afraid she scared her before. But she's excited to get out. I don't think she's been able to actually talk much before. Or
no,
she's excited for
background.
This. I don't know. But there's excitement there for it. Now let's see what she's got for you for future stuff here. So, well, now, that is so easy to say when you're in spirit, and it's one of the most annoying things to hear when you're in body, when somebody in spirit tells you to just be patient. Be patient. That is the easiest thing to say and the worst thing to hear. And she's saying your springtime looks good. It does sound a lot like what was for the last caller. And I will tell you, sometimes you'll get like a theme of messages, and that seems to be kind of what's going on here. So Lord knows when we talk to the next couple folks, they may have the same thing going on. It's having that kind of stuck thing. But you're going to be moving through that. Now, the personal relationships, you've got a strong primary relationship showing up, and this is real clear. This is late September, early October, and I'm so sorry it's so far out, but I'm glad to be able to tell you it's actually this year. Now, if you've got a partner, this could just end up being a really close primary friendship, but it really does look more like this is a partner energy showing up for you. But you will meet them before that. It's not really going to develop into whatever it's going to be until September, October, but I think you're going to have them coming in, and you've got kind of like they used to call what they would call back then, she's saying a short courtship period. So this must be someone pretty significant, because even for a friendship to take that long for it to take off, it must be a pretty significant relationship for you. They're showing up in March, so you don't have to wait long to meet them. So realize, and whoever this is, they're very approving of this person coming in. So I like the feeling of that. Now, this is going to be a spiritual development relationship for you too. So even it's not just going to be something that you just get together and have fun and go out. This is something that's going to really grow you. And it's not just through a bunch of challenging lessons you didn't learn before. You don't have a comically mean guide team. You've got a guide team that actually is very, you know, sometimes people have real dry ones. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that's not the case for you. This looks very good for you. I like this relationship. I'm going to tell you to go for it. And you can work with her anytime you want to talk to her, because now that you've gotten this kind of communication barrier broken, you should have no trouble being able to talk to her in the future. And if you want to get to work with her, just say it in your head. Do like the meditation I said. I don't know if you heard that at the beginning I said, but just sit down, get centered. Meditation doesn't have to take a big class or be that difficult. You can sit down, your eyes, and see what's there. That's a meditation. It's very simple. But now that you know she's there, because you and I haven't talked before. If we have, I don't remember it. And if we have, hey, no. Thanks for calling back, but I don't think so. and since you do, thank you so much, even more so for that.
But I've listened, since she took that much time.
Well, I'm glad you did. Thank you. And you're always welcome to call in. It's taken me a few weeks because I was off there at the holidays there, and I don't think people realize we're actually going to be back for Tuesdays in order now. But you're always welcome to call in because, like we said, we had a few minutes there at the beginning. Even if you'd called before, you could have called in and asked another question. If it ever gets to be too much, I'll tell you. Otherwise, you're fine. But don't think you can't ever call back. If you want to, you certainly can. But since she's there and the excitement she had with, like, breaking through, because it's almost like she's just broken through like these do on the old things where people put paper up and they jump through on the TV screen, break through it. She's very excited about it. I want to say she's 1960s. I don't know why. I don't know if that was a great time in her life or what, but that's the energy, the feeling I get off of her. But she's with you, and I think she's going to be with you for eight. I think she's going to be with you probably the rest of your life. I don't think that she's a situational guide. I think she's here for the full term for you. But she's so excited for this relationship for you because she said it's going to bring your smile back. And she's excited for you when this comes in. She says, this one's coming in March. You just have to be patient till March. Because I was feeling the energy go real down when I had to tell you September. But she says, no, it's going to start then, and it's going to build up over the summertime. You have a trip in July, August that looks really good for you. I think it's probably... That looks really good. I want you to do that. I can't tell if it's late July or early August, but that's the time frame. Most likely late July, though. And it might be end of the month rolling into the beginning. I don't know. But that looks really good for you. You do have a work change coming, too, because there's big – she keeps throwing me back at finance or money. And this looks good, too, but that doesn't show up until May. I don't know what the change is for it. It looks, like I said, looks really good, but didn't come in till about May. But I like where it goes. It looks like you've got more coming in and a little bit more able to keep a hold of what is coming in, too. Now, let's look at the rest of the personal stuff. So the other part of the problem you've been having that she's wanting me to talk to you about is, and then I'm probably going to have to go into the other, there's another person waiting there, so I'll probably talk to them, too. Big thing I'm looking at here is your own personal relationships, and it's funny because I touched on this even before I got to you, but this was here for you, too, is you've kind of outgrown a lot of your relationships. This is why you're having so much blank space in your in that personal area for you. And it's not that Spirit's punishing you or cutting you off to the side, because it's not like there's a little kid that keeps stealing cookies and they smack their hand, keep them out of the cookie jar. It's not that feeling. But they don't want you to mourn that so many of those people you're simply not close to anymore. You've let go of them because they don't support where you're going, or they're just not going to be on that level when you get there. And I don't mean that to sound so generic. I know it kind of feels like that's what it is. But where it's rolling through at, when you get to your next place, and again, the relationship changes up too. So once that moves, the new friends are going to start to come along with that too, but you're going to have new friends in the situation also. You've got new employment coming. I can't tell. Right now they're saying you're not ready to open your own new thing yet, but you are going to be doing that. That's probably about 2 years out, and you're going to be really happy when you do that. But you're really in the major of a big life upgrade right now. I mean, in the middle of doing a major life upgrade right now, but they're trying to make sure that it doesn't overwhelm you so much that you can't, somebody beeped in and then they beeped off. I don't know what happened to them. Whoever you were there, come back in. We'll have, oh, there you go. Yeah, hold on. Well, I think we got time for both of you two, too. But did that make sense?
Definitely. Yes, you're pretty spot on with that.
Okay, Well, okay, I'm glad to hear that. I am going to have to move on and get to the last couple of people here. Thank you so much for calling. And if you should need anything more extensive, why just get a hold of me on the Facebook page there, and I'll be happy to talk with you there too. Readings by Doug. It's all one word. And thank you so much. It was a lot of fun talking with you tonight.
Likewise.
Okay, and bye-bye. Okay, wow, boy, that time's moving along. Okay, now there's somebody here. Let's see who this is and see if we can get everybody in here and try and get these last two guys in before we have to hang up for the night. Okay, here's who's this one here? Hi there. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Hello. Yes, sorry. I wasn't
sure
who you were connecting with.
That's all right. I'm sorry. I didn't even think to tell your area code, but yes, it's you. So thank you for calling in. What can I do for you tonight?
Hi, my name's Tracy. I'm calling for the very same reason as the last two callers, but mostly
love
life.
Oh, goodness. Well, okay. Well, maybe it is the theme night for that tonight. My goodness. It used to happen a lot when I would do, there were some local shows I would do, and you would get probably 60% of the people for the day would be dealing with some of the same core things, and it'd be like, wow, they should all just came in, sat down once, could have the same reading all one time. Now, you have, what would you like me to call you, dear?
Tracy.
Oh, you told me your name. I'm so sorry. It flew away because I went
it's
to go
okay.
listen to it, and there it was. Forgive me, Tracy. I apologize. This people thing is sometimes hard to do, just being a people. Sometimes it's hard. So as soon as you asked about your love life, they kind of drug me off to go look. And so how do I say this and make it sound as easy or gentle as possible? I'll try and say it that way. One of your guides is almost pointing a finger at me and saying, you're barking up the wrong tree here. One, you're trying to make people better than they really are, and you're seeing the better side of them and not having any way to realize that's just where they're at, and they're not going anywhere without wanting to do any changes, and they don't want to do them. Two, and I think that was the end of the finger wagging, and, you know, it's human nature, I think, to try and want to see, okay, this is where they're going, not where they are. But they're saying you're going backwards with what you're wanting lately. So you're either, if there's a current partner that there's frustration with, you've got to stop going backwards with what you're looking at as far as, I wanted this. Well, you've got to acknowledge where they are right now. But the thing also, whipping such a taskmaster's whip, not just with what you're wanting with other people, but you're beating the hell out of yourself. And if you can't, you've got to stop beating the hell out of yourself. You've got to let you be where you're at right now. Because the last person's doing a major life upgrade. You're doing little steps on yours right now. And I'm really encouraged by the groups and the guide groups I've seen this time that have been gentle with the people here, because it's so easy for spirit to expect so much more because they don't realize we've got the hindrances of still being in the body. And of course it's easy to do things in spirit because you don't have any resistance. But a body, if you want to go to Walmart, you got to get yourself up, you got to get dressed, you got to get your shoes on, get your coat, make sure you got your purse or your wallet. Then you got to figure out how you're going to get there. Do you have gas in the car? Do you know where the keys are? All of this nonsense to get there when spirit can think, I want to be somewhere, and poof, there they are. So there's a lot more work for you to do something. But they want you to take and realize, boy, they're quite direct with you. They put you in a rest period right now for a reason. And yes, there's frustration with it, but there's also a reason for it to be there. They don't want you rushing off going the wrong way with the direction where you're going in life. And yes, remember, it's easy for them to make that decision, but they are really trying to really push me to tell you, don't go the wrong way here. There's something better coming up, which I know sounds very general, and I apologize for that, but there is something much better coming up for you. Now, timeline-wise for you, boy, there is a thing tonight, because I'm seeing April with you, too, so you don't have to wait long for whatever these changes are, especially love life in particular looks like April's changing. So I don't know if that's the primary or what's going on, because I think they gave you another date in there, too, but April is significant for you. So that's what I want you to look at, particularly knowing there's a positive change coming. And again, I stress positive change because, and it's not just somebody else's decision of, well, that's better for you. It's something you're going to like too. And I really, when I look at April, it's almost like there's little packages and a party going on for you. So I think you're going to be very happy with it. And I'd laugh if you have an April birthday and you don't have to say that. But it's like there's a party kind of energy for this. So. Okay, I was saying, like, now if you do, that makes sense. Otherwise, that means this is something really wonderful coming in for you, and I like that very much. Now, you're also going to be, you're going to have new friends rolling in, but you don't really associate with a large group. You're more of a very tight-knit as far as who you actually let in, and that's because of the empathic nature you've got. You're very strong with your sensitivity, and if you're not aware of this, they're telling me to tell you so that you'll be aware of it as it comes up, because that's going to be developing quite a bit this year. And if you've already become aware of it, well, realize it's going to get a lot deeper this year. And when people who are empathic come up, one, relationships can be a little more challenging for them because you're picking up other people's stuff too. So you've got to sort out your own stuff and their stuff. So be patient as far as that goes, because I think you're coming into a new level with that this year, big time. But it's going to benefit you wonderfully as you come through it. So just kind of stick with that. Because you're going to run into a little bit of a headache, probably May, with that relationship, where you're going to go, boy, this is a challenge. But I can tell you, just remember when you roll around May, because it's going to come real fast, as these years seem to do now, it's going to roll real fast. Just remember what we talked about tonight. Remember it was a present in April. You don't throw it away in May. Because as you realize what it's giving you, because this is not only giving you the relationship you wanted, this is giving you the depth in all of those relationships, because if you can learn how you interact with other people and really realize, oh, when I'm around this person, I feel this way, and realize that's not your feeling because you keep it just because you notice it. And that's a big frustration for a lot of empaths, because they think once they feel it, they're stuck with it. And you're not. That's just another sense that you have. But as you realize, really develop that, that's going to really deepen your relationship once you get accustomed to, okay, this is what I've got and I've got to work with this, because it's just one of my tools. It's just one of the tools that you've got, and it's not something you can turn off. Once that comes on, it's next to impossible to turn that off for people. So I want to encourage you to go with this. I think it looks good. And 90 days practically is nothing to tell somebody they have to wait. I've done this 27 years now, and I can tell you I've had to tell some people, well, you've got 2, 3, 4 years before it changes, and you don't. You're already in the change groove, and that you usually do pretty good with change. This one has been especially frustrating, but I think that was just the way last year wound down. Now, and for you and for everybody else listening, with Mercury retrograde, whether you believe in astrology or not, it is going on right now. That's going to complicate communications. And love life is in retrograde because Venus is out right now. So those challenge greatly any interpersonal relationship. Communications can be challenged by that. And it doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means take your time with it a little bit more. There's people that spread doom and gloom with it and all that. Oh, you can't do this. No, you can still do stuff. You don't need to put your life on hold. But just realize you specifically, and those of you listening that are dealing with the empathic thing coming on, Because I'm noticing a lot of people are waking up much more harshly because it's just, boom, they got woke up. Not like you got your, you woke up early and got to lay in bed for a while. But it's like, boom, somebody made a big noise and woke you up. It scares you, but that sense is on. So I want you to take your time with that. Take your time with that, God. I mean, what I, forgive me. I want you to be patient with it as it comes on. This retrograde stuff, well, see, that's even happening to me. Heck, I'm supposed to be Mr. Professional doing this, and I say that, and it sounds goofy, and I apologize for that. But my point is, see, it can even get those of us who are supposed to be the one running the show here, ha-ha. Yeah, one of my gods is laughing when I say I'm running the show. I'm participating in the show. So, enjoy the new relationship coming in. You're also... This is probably going to be a relationship that is going to be special because you're going to really develop kind of a best friend situation out of this too. And there aren't many, oh, this is somebody you've been with before. Not in this lifetime, though.
Oh,
but
no.
This is a prior.
Oh, okay.
It's a prior lifetime connection. You're like, oh, God, where am I going? I'm like, no, it's not like that caller. This is another, this is somebody you've been with in prior lifetime. This one's going to actually, once you get over the headbutt, irritation that you're both kind of, and I don't know how else to describe that. You'll see that in May. Once you get over that, it's going to flow so much better because you're going to have the best friend aspect, and it developed that way in the first place. And those are a lot of fun. The prior lifetime relationships can be a lot of fun if you can work through them. But I think you'll enjoy this. This looks like a good partner. And strong potential for long-term here, too. So thank you so much, Tracy. It was a ball talking with you. And if you need anything further, just reach out. Well, good. I'm glad. Thank you. I'm sorry it took so long to get to you, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Good night.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, well, my goodness, we've got 2 minutes left. Good Lord, that hour flew by. Even though it felt like you could watch the paint dry at the beginning. Sorry about that, guys. Like I said, we'll be here every Tuesday night, and I'll have the advertising up for you guys that want to call in for readings a little ahead of time to remind you for next week. If you have questions you'd like answered that you don't want to answer, you don't want to talk about on the air, you may certainly just email them to me, or you can send them to me on the Facebook page, which is Readings by Doug, for the paranormal talk show here. So just send that in, and we'll talk with you next week. Again, any questions you can send in. If you want to discuss them on air, we can certainly do that. But if it's something of more of a private nature, you can send it that way. Or also, if you just got something you're curious about, maybe you saw a topic you don't know, maybe you want an intuitive's perspective on them, we can do that too. So feel free to give us a message on there. Like I said, you can email me. That's listed on the Facebook page too. And let's see. All right, we've just got about a minute left, so thank you, everybody, and I'll go ahead and play the rollout credits, and you guys have a wonderful night, and reach out to me if you need me again on Readings by Doug on Facebook, and we'll see you next week on the Pararamble Hour. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people.